to Safi Mari. Sugya of a kinyan tzarcher Shabbos, how to buy things on Shabbos. Siman Shenchov Gimel from Al to Sefei. Bikkur over here, there are three sugyas intertwined. The sugya of Mechel Menkar, buying and selling on Shabbos. The idea of Ubdin Dechol, the idea of, that looks like you're buying and selling or lead to buying and selling. The idea of when you buy and sell using measurements, using weights. Three different things over here. First, the idea of the sugya of Mechel Menkar. There's an interesting taz, Sim Tov Kuf Chav Dalad. It says, Issa Memkar, Memkar is Osir Minat Torah. Api Rashi, and Gemara Mbeya, Daf Lama Zayin, Bim Rav Uchabong, the Achorinim, where that's coming from, Zich Sam Seif, and Shuvu want to say, Negate a store, you have Pi Ramban, you want to say, Issa Minat Torah. The Maisel, there's a Mechaber, in Chosh Mishpot, the Reish Lam Hei, discussing someone who buys and sells on Shabbos, so even though you make no story, Maisa that you're buying and selling is chal. Don't say it's not chal, but you're even isri rabbonim. And that's the pashtus idea of buying and selling is rabbonim. Is el rabba that way in Shem Shazayin. The poskim seem to say it's isri rabbonim. Now where is the isri coming from? Either what we mentioned in the last chaburah, the Rambam writes in Perek of Gimel Shem Yichleiv. It's under the category of chas k'siva. That means the tendency is when you buy and sell, people write it down, whether it's in a notebook or in computers. Tendency is to go right. After the smack, the Meiri, and the Mishmu and Simon should involve being down the idea of Mechel Memkar after Chashas Ksivo. But they say that another reason, there's a Rashi in the Aflam and Zayin and Beyo, as Diver Kabbalah, Mimtze Chetzecho. And the Rosh Hashanah says, why in the world do you need two reasons for? Why Mimtze Chetzecho? Why do you need the Chashas Ksivo? It sounds like the two separate reasons out there. But there's a third Maimokum, there's a Mishmu and Simon Shinchov Beis, being down in the Sugim Mechatech, said the tendency is when people buy materials or objects, they cut it to a set size. And therefore, noche iser, why can I buy and sell the chshash or mechatech? So come down the iser of Mechel Memkar, it's either number one, mimtze chetzchot, the Kabbalah. Second, the Rambam, the price coming down as chshash of ksivo. And third, the Mishavura says the chshash of being mechatech. Now, in this iser, mimtze chetzchot, and by case of Kabbalah, there's always a question, do you have a heter of a mokum mitzvah? So there is the Mishavura and Simon Tov Mem Dalet, discussing Erev Pesach as Chal on Shabbos. And the question is, you have chametz. You want to make a shtar. You want to go sell it to a guy. You want to get rid of your chametz over here. He starts clearing, maybe this is not really an idea of Mechel Memkar. Try to save yourself from Yisurim. The Maisi goes on further and says, Kama Chen Mecholku, Big Dan Graz, the Beis Meir, the Ksav Sefer, in the Ksav Sefer. It says, there is no heter Mechel Mitzvah, even from saving himself from the Isser. Therefore, he has to get involved other ways how to get rid of his chametz. So it comes out that the gate to this Rabbanan, also last Chaburah, Shreel Vavo, we see there is no heter b'mok mitzvah, whether it's borrowing a safer and returning it, or in our case, the gate to buying and selling. The Shemir Shabbos does bring down, let's say it's in the gate to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, buying a house over here, then we already know it's a different category, one in the Chet of Beit Gittin, there is a special heter over there, and even applies b'zman hazeh, but maybe in the oven. Now that's the gate to Mechel Memkar, negate to the idea of Medido, the idea of measuring things, Mishkel, Minyan. So what is the Issa, what's the Svar behind it? So there's a smack that says also, Asuch Shash, Yichtoy. People measure things, they weigh things, they come to write it down. The Rambam, he beat it down twice, once in Shabbos, once in Hilchos Yontif. In Hilchos Shabbos, it says Shemi Yichtoy. In Hilchos Yontif, it says Mitzal Suga Mechel Memkar. The Chanu grapple away is two separate reasons. Maestro the Mishavura does not seem to go this way. We'll get to the Loch and Simon Shinvav Beshem in a couple of weeks. Over there is the Loch specifically about Medido. That means over here it's intertwined, the Loch before about measuring things on Shabbos. Over there the Mishavura and the Simon Tov Kof bring down Pesach Shito. It's at Udn Dechol. That means not as Shem Yichtoy. Udn Dechol looks like a Melocha, lead to a Melocha, a Tirchol Yad, Udn Dechol. And therefore we'll see the Mishavura will paskin, and the Mechavah will say there's a Het of a Mokka Mitzvah. That means it comes out and they get to the Mechel Memkar, there will not be a heter b'mokum mitzvah. But Udn Dechol is a kal d'gur d'rabbanon, and there will be a heter b'mokum mitzvah. Now, by us by buying and selling things, the person can speak out very clearly that it's a sign of Mekach, sign of Moichel, sign of Lekeach, very clear that way in the Mishmur, the Maharavram, that we always have to take care of the Losh mitzad the seller, mitzad the buyer. Now, Simon Shinchov Gimel there, I really divide up the two chalokim. Sif Alf and Sif Beis, and they get to what object or cleat to go use. And Sif Gimel, Sif Dal, negate to what lashon to go use when you go buy things. So first, Sevalas so Abayis, the gate, what clean, what object you're going to use. We have a Mishnah, in Bayan Daf Chavtes, the Mishnah speaks out, the person tells Chaver, Moli Li Kli Zeh, fill up this soda bottle. Soda bottle, everyone knows, is a liter and a half. However, Lebe Mido, Rabbi Yudah says, M'chani Kli Shom Mido, Loi Malenu. What does that mean? The Gemara, Machlokes, Rav, Shmuel, versus Rava, what exactly that means? You look at the Beis of how do we pass it, and it comes out, there are four different sheets over here. That means you have Machlokes, Tanakamo, versus Rabbi Yudah. And in that, we have Machlokes, do we pass like Tanakamo, either according to Shmuel, or according to Rava? Do you pass according to Rabbi Yudah, according to Shmuel, or according to Rava? So come out, Louis the Beis Yosef, he's Marachal here, the foot of Mahal among the Shem, how to go Paskin. It's interesting that he brings down the Rif, the big Mavuchal, what exactly, the Rif Paskins. He brings down the Rambam, look at the Shina and the Chsois, and the Frankel Rambam, he has numerous gear Chsois, exactly what the Rambam over here is saying. He brings down the Ramban, the Paskin of Rabbi Yudah, the Megiyah and the Torah points out, we have no such Ramban over here. It brings down the Rosh, the Paskins, at least in Gemara and Bayon, Paragimel, like the Chom and Kointi Rava. They point out the Rosh and Shuvah. Then he discusses, we'll get to the end of the Chabura, he passes like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Ikar Rishonim that's brought down the Beis Yosef, the Rif, the Rambam, the Ramban of the Rosh, it's not really clear what exactly any of them hold. However, the Beis Yosef does bring down Mefurash Baal Itar, and the Torah seems to go this way, and also the Mordechai and the Miaz, they pass in like the Chomim according to Rava. That means we pass in the most cool digger sheet over here, that's the Mechabah Kamlun to Paskin, the Chomim according to Rava. That means Mechabin after Lavosh, Chayodim, Gaz, they all pass in this way. Therefore, what does it mean practically? That means you have this soda bottle. You tell a person not to fill up this liter and a half. Tell a person to fill up the bottle. Case of the Paskin Maker discussing case of wine. You come over with a wine bottle. Wine bottle is, what, a liter, I think? A liter and a half, 750. Why 750? I'm not sure. But they you tell the store over here, fill up the bottle, but don't tell me 3/4 of a liter. That means no problem, say, fill up a bottle. A gum you know is 750, 3/4 of a liter. Maisa can say, go fill up a bottle.
It's called a midlet.
It's a measurement.
When people ask for a bottle, means the liter.
Yeah, people, you're paying for it. And then after Shabbos, we get a chadron for 3/4 of a liter. That means no one's going to look. Everyone knows that's a standard bottle, that big, different size, but that's a standard. Now, when you go over, let's say, to a goy, and you say, go fill it up. He starts measuring it, starts making a cheshbonis out of it, speaks out the merikash, and the Yehuda and Shulah says, at the end of the day, you know the amount, there's no problem knowing the amount. I mean, just like when you tell the Yid to go fill up, at the end of the day, you know the amount is 3/4 of a liter. Here also, you tell the Goy, and he tells you the amount, it's like the idea, you know the Melo, there's no Isser. That means to the Goy, go tell him, and he can do whatever he wants. Because he's doing it without Asmoy. The idea that happened at the end of the day, making the place can say there's no problem. Agam is a sharatzin, the simple tough kof, he seems to have a problem. Either since the goy is makbid, let's say the skum of the mekach, I'll mention the money over here. So Mishal Mazama wants a tiny in the Shemir Shabbos that mention the skum of the mekach is only the issa, the moicha, not the lekeach. If it ever comes out, if you that, go over to a goy and go, tell him to go full up. You say the correct nosach. He starts measuring it, of course, there should be no problem over here. So number one, very simple. You're missing wine, at least in those days, you tell a goy, here's my bottle, go full up. Now, when you say to go fill up, that's simple. You go say to the Yid, can you sell it to me? I want to buy it from you. Can you say a Lashon of Mekach or Menkar? Says the Mishabruah, according to Eli Rabba, from the Shulta Gibarim, the Riaz, he's very clear to say that Lashon of Adet Tosser. Why? Because that looks like a gender of Mekach Menkar. You can't say that Nosuch. Building upon that, once you cannot say the Nosuch of selling and buying before him, can you tell the person that I'm going to pay you back after Shabbos? You said the Nusach, I'll pay you back after Shabbos. There's a Graz over here in Sif Aleph. He said the Chiddush also. He says, you tell a person to fill it up. V'asham l'cho acha Shabbos. And you can't say the Nusach, I'll pay you back after Shabbos. It's brought down by the Nazi Yisrael, by Tiv Yeshua, the Kavachayim, and Chazruvin. I even see Bechol and Shiftachol, he passes this way. They can say, I can pay you back after Shabbos. Passes the Chiddush also. The Choshuchim quotes the Graz and says, how do you know this? Pashas against the Rabbah on the Paiskim, he's saying Loshna Mekach or Memkar. And therefore, after the Archa Shulchan points out this Kash on the Graz, the Nishma Shabbos of Simcha Bonu, Revibiat, the Archa Shabbos, the Archa Shabbos says it, but that's Asmar, without quoting anybody. He says, Vada, how can you say Loshna? I'll pay you back after Shabbos. The Chur, that's Nichol Negeda of Mekach or Memkar. So it comes out that what you can't do is, number one, you cannot mention a measurement. Number two, you cannot say, sell it to me, or I want to buy it from you. And number three, for pashas, you cannot say, I'll pay you back after Shabbos. Now, negate to this meat over here, this kli over here. So, you come and tell again the meicher, fill it up. Come on the meicher, and let's say he wants to use his own kli, a kli shel medida has a measurement, he wants to go fill it up and go give it to you. So there is a kolba, he wants time, there should be a problem. Maaseh Mechaber is very clear, he fills it up and gives it to you, no problem. However, says the Mechaber Pidiran, let's say he takes a kli that's miyuchad for medida, he measures it, and then he takes that thing and he pours it into another bottle, that he wants taina, that's mamish, derech, mekach, memkach, shokol. How do you do things during the week? They go over to the storekeeper, he takes a special measuring thing over here, and even though no one's saying any measurements, no one's speaking out now one word, because a liter and a half, no one's saying anything, but since that's how you go do it, you measure it and you pour it into the bottle of the lekayach, divel maisetz also, it's nicker. Now the tilodov does speak out, but let's say it's not miyuchad for medido, and that's how you do it during the week. During the week, you have to take it out of the big vat over here. If you do it during the week, it's not be mutter. You'll have to take from the meicher's kli to the lekayach's kli. But the issur, the mechaber is, since this is the way with the medido to go measure things, so therefore it's also. So the question is, therefore, what is the eitzah, how to take something out from the vat, put into the lekayach's kli? What is the eitzah to go do? You don't want to fill it straight up. You want to take the meicher, want to take it out from the vat. It's a very important eitzah that's negated numerous times in measuring on Shabbos, Yisoid and Hilfus, measuring on Shabbos. They had to call approximation. Be'erich. A little bit more, a little bit less. Chazal didn't answer it. The words of the Mishnah Berurah is, you take inside his kli and put a tabas. You put it inside. Anything that says the El Rab, that's not Muksa, put it inside. There'll be a little bit less, a little bit more. The words in the place is mutter, it's not derech mekru memkar. Mekru memkar is, you do exact. You tell me you're not medactic, mamish, but you do exact. Therefore, if you do it in a situation that's not exact, since you do not speak out any lashon that's also, the kli that you're using might have a problem, but since you see clearly that the way you're doing it is not to be exact mekhel mekhar, therefore be its mutter. Let's like show it now. Okay. Therefore, kamal grama, blosh yish makilim, according to the ghost Oshi for the Mordechai, the kamal says, as long as you're maisiv ma'at, or you're little less, the maisiv mutter. Again, the lashon of the Ramah is the Yesh. Maisa Magavon goes this way. El Rabba, the Chayotam. The plus can be now Locha Maisa, Shmir Shabbos, Urcha Shabbos, others. Even they say, for example, you want to measure anything on Shabbos. Locha and Simit Shinvav, you cannot measure things on Shabbos. You want to make ingredients for make food on Shabbos or Yontif. So the plus can be the Eitz is very simple. You do it by Erech. Now, over here in the Mishmur, the plus can really speak out. It's a heter miyuchit in the Meicher. But they get us with no Meicher lo Kayach. In all had cases of medida beklalius, that means in your own house, medida is also measuring things be'erech l'maisa's mutter. For example, let's say a person has children and they have to give them a maternal. So where you go do it during the week, how you're supposed to go do it, is that you have your bottle, you have the line of water you're supposed to fill up to, and you have the scoop you're supposed to measure, scoop off, push, make it exact, and put one inside the other. Now Shabbos go to the line is medida. To make the exact in the scoop is the medido. So if there's a tzara for the cotton, needs a chayla, and he has to be exact the food, we'll see the halacha is makam chayla, makam cotton, ladis mutter. But there, klal, your kids don't really care. A little bit less, a little bit more. And then when they say very simple, you take a scoop and don't smooth it out. Do a heaping amount, not exact. Then what do? Put it in first before you put it in the water. Then you put it in the water, it's not exact either. So you want to do an approximation on Shabbos. That's a very simple way of giving a child what to eat on Shabbos without getting valid to give medido. You want to make a dressing for a salad. So the Paiskim, what do? You do berach. Now tell a person anytime when something that's a glosh, you tell them, make it heaping. No, don't make it exact. Don't take the spoon. Okay, you take the spoon, you can smooth it against something, make it exact. Make it a heaping amount. Don't tell a person to make a heaping amount of water or liquid. Liquid doesn't work that way. But the mice in the gate to other things that are not liquid, basically make a heaping amount of erech. That means this is said over here of approximation, the Ramah, the price can bring it down in Shem and Shavuot, very important heter. Anytime you do a Medina on Shabbos, that's a drop less, a drop more. It's not of the Nechol, it's not Mekhar Menkar, it's what? It is how we make things on Shabbos. Take it a step further now. That's by Medida. Medida is a case of measuring things. There's something called Medida, something called Mishkol, weighing things. Weighing things, the Loch in Siman Tov Kof says, a person cannot measure things on Shabbos, says the Mechab and Sebeiz, even if you want to put this meat on the Mishkol, on this weight, to be shown from Akvarim, from rats, because you have jukes or bugs or things around, you want to keep it away from the jukes and rats or from children. What do? You want to put it on top of the scale over here? It says the Mechab and Maisetz Osir. That means they speak out at your side over here. They get to Medida where you're not mechavin for Medo, which clearly not be mechavin the Maisetz Mutter. By Mishkol, even with not mechavin for the weight, the Maisetz Osir. Why? Because you're using a Mishkol. Therefore, and this says the Mogabim over there, even if a person wants to, let's say, hold the weight in one hand and hold the apples in the other hand, see if it's the same weight, then it also is Osir. Therefore, says the Mogabim, things that you're not medaktek, a drop less or a drop more, will not be a heter by Mishkol. Wow. We're talking about the Mishbru over there, the grass over there. Because it depends what you're using over here. That Mishkol and Medida are two different halachas. Approximation is a heter Medido, not Mekel Memkar. We're making things. Mishkol, to use the Kli itself, any way you're intertwined with the Kli, that's really Mishkol. That already is nichol to get a Mekel Memkar. Chazal would not matter you to use the Kli for anything. Nothing. That means even to put it to watch your food from rats, right? You want to watch it from jukes, you want to get food on top of it, says the Mechab Maisetz Osir. That means the lack of kavona works by Medido, approximation works by Medido, and Mishko, by waste, the Maisetz does not work. Mishmur does say within Siman Tov Kof, I pay the grass among Avram with one exception by Medido. Person does water displacement. That means he takes over here water, he puts his meat inside, and it overflows. Negate to Medido approximation works, but he has clearly defined they're doing it for Medido over here. That still looks like an act of Mekel Memkar over here. Then he wants to Aser. I mean, even though approximation works, but not negate when you do a case of water displacement. So again, it comes out from the Sif Aleph. Negate to us practically not much over here, but that you said the head to the Ramah of approximation really applies to the Loch and Simon Shinvav, that even when there's no Mekel Memkar, just you yourself in your house from Medido's Aser. You approximate the Maisetz Mutter.
We just get a backbook from the store.
We'll go for that, I think. Fine, that's the get to first filling up. Second thing over here, coming along with the base. Then a case over here when you're using a Kli that you do not know the measurement. That means you tell the Meicher over here, fill up this Kli, I know what size this Kli is. But after Shabbos, we'll calculate what's happening over here. After Shabbos, Maisetz come along the Mechaber. From Magen Mishnah, Apil Yishalmi, he says, fill up the Kli and we'll calculate after Shabbos the Maisetz Mutter. We're down by the Paiskim. That means the Paiskim say very simple. You want to go, let's say kids are in camp, they tell me all the time, they go to the canteen sells things, they'll give me, you know, three candies, so a bottle total. After Shabbos, we'll calculate. We'll see what it is. Maisetz the Paiskim, then Maisetz no problem, it's Mutter. I have a chaver who has a chapami store. He tells me at Shabbos, numerous times he gets knocks on the door, say, can I have things? After Shabbos, will calculate, no problem. They give them whatever they want, and after Shabbos, they calculate. Where's the Mekor that's Mutter? Over here, Klor Halacha. You want to get things from the Moicha and say after Shabbos, and make a cheshbon what it is? No problem. That's Mutter. Yeah, because paying the Kamemkar, he'll make a cheshbon. I think what's bothering my father right now is he really kasha v'dabadover. Chud is a bomb kasha over here. Mishmu really is, according to the Pima Godim. But the klal is something that you cannot do on Shabbos, you can't say. You can't drive on Shabbos, you can't say, I'm going to drive tonight. Anything I can't do, I can't say I'm going to cook tonight, because I can't cook on Shabbos. Before you cannot calculate on Shabbos. How can I say tonight I'm going to calculate? It's a bomb kasha. What do you cannot do? You can't say I'm going to write tonight, because I can't. Why? Because you can't write during the day. Whatever you can't do, you can't say.
Why can't you calculate?
Mekel Memkar. L'chura. No, Dabadover, can you calculate now? Dabadover, so that's the question here. That means, so one way to answer it, the Mishmur says, what is it calculating? She says, what is it of calculating? He doesn't speak it out. He wants to say, maybe the head of the Tzarek Shabbos. Maybe a Tila Tzarek Shabbos. He's not clear where the Issa is, where it's coming from. The way the Tila Dover, the Mishlom Zaman, they want to answer. They say, maybe the idea of calculating is Issa's Ubn Nechol. Nechol, we see it's one of the cool drabbanans. Nechol, again, we mentioned earlier, has a head to Makkah Mitzvah. Also, we see there's no Issa, maybe a Muksa by case of Nechol. That means a lot of Pashkim say he's an umbrella with the books on Shabbos. Go like the Chaznish, only also open the chol. Maybe it's an Issa Mukso. Big tumul, any Issa Mukso on open the chol. Since it's more kalavir, the Kamal Nachon, they want to point out, because that's the reason why there's no Dabba Dover. Because maybe the whole Isser of Dabba Dover is wedding, is Issa Deraiso. Drugs, is Issa Deraiso. Things you can do on Shabbos, is Issa Deraiso, you cannot say and do tonight. Something that's even Issa Bolon, you cannot go do. But something that's open the chol, not a real Issa Bolon. Then maybe Echonami doesn't matter the Tzorech Mitzvah or the Tzorech Shabbos. So Maisa comes out, it's a bay, it's a very important Yisoid. A person can go over to a store, say, give to me something, and not Shabbos will make a cheshbon. Allah says Ramo, let me just shut the machine. So it seems it's not charged. He told me that makes it sound like that. That's be charged. Says Rambam, however, be very careful when you go over to the store. Don't say give me meat deployment. Don't say a measurement. That means you say pack your plates, but don't tell me a measurement over here. Now, like that says the Mishmur, even not buying you, even want to borrow something. Also, don't say shalene meat deployment. Now, it's over here. It's very clear. You let go to a jewelry store, knock on the door, say can I have plates, can I have food, whatever it is, we'll calculate after Shabbos. A canteen, no problem. What about a Goyish store? That means you want to go over to Tony's, tell Tony, he's open on Saturday, and walk to the store and say, no, I'm going to take a package of plates, and after the Sabbath, we'll come and calculate. Is that Mutter or Osir? So we already discussed in simulation and base in Siftal this month by the Sugar of Mil Menachri, that there was a case, I know the story right now in the Eratika, the person who walks from the Armenian section to the Jewish section, when you want to walk to the Kaisel the safe way, the store Mamash right over there. The store is opened by, I assume, an Arab. And I see on Shabbos, Yidden walking inside, taking things and walking out. First time I was there, I was with my kids. I was just bowled, what's going on over here? They told me the Issa and Rav. The Rav said, the mice is no problem. Let's analyze the Chor and the Shvar to be Mekel is Mamash the Sugyo. Sepeis. The Locha sounds like Shemi Motor. Because it's like my Sepeis could go to a Jewish store and say, let's calculate. Chor Goish store, the Chor, the Tana, it should be the same thing. However, let's go back to Rishon Beis over there, discuss the Ramah, Mechaber, about going to buy shoes from a goy. Zvekel Meister, you cannot go do that, because the Uman is doing it for you. However, says the Magavram, let's say he's not an Uman, he's doing it for everybody, Ladakh for you. Says the Magavram, to go to a store of Meister is Mutter. Meister is Mutter. Now, the Lashon of the Magavram is Lashon Efsher. However, the other place can bring you down Halach Meister. Shulchan Shloima, the Chai Odom, the Graz, Kishon Aruch. It's more to go to a Goyish store to take things out. However, come on the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Mefakfik upon it, you bring down a Tosef Shabbos and a Prima Godim, and says, the Maiso, what happens to the Sugya of Nechol? Because the Shabbos starts off, Mars Ein, ends off of Nechol. That means, what is the Chilta Mechal between a Jewish store and a Goyish store? I think it's very simple. A Jewish store is closed. What do you do? My friend tell me they knock on the door. No one sees Mecca Memkar. It's like borrowing from your friend. Going to your Jewish neighbor who has no store. You go borrow from them. Say a calculator after Shabbos. Same thing, a guy who happens to have a store in his house or the store is locked and he goes in the back way and gets something. Bet him, you don't see Mecca Memkar. It's closed. It's not open on Shabbos. Masha'enke, when you go to a grocery store, it's mamish open over here. You mamish the cashier is working. They're selling, they're buying. You tell me what? It's not look like Mecca Memkar. You tell me it does not look like Uvn Nechol? It does not look like Maris Ayin over here? So again, my kids, when they saw it, they were mamish surprised. And therefore, the Mishmu L'chur is saying, number one, you have a baya L'chur as Uvn Nechol over here. Teish Shabbos and Prima Godim. Number two, the Shmir Shabbos, it brings down this machlok, he's going to a Goyisha store. He says the two sides over here. You have the Magavam, who wants to be Mekel, and those want to go like this, the others want to argue. He said, but Maisa, what happened to Sugya Maris Ayin? Go to Goyisha store, walk out with food over here. What happened to Sugya Maris Ayin? Going to Shmuel Orbach, wrote on the Orcha Shabbos, Tainas for Machalikis. But you want Tainas, L'chola Deis, Avadis, Ruelim Noyo, or Prapas Manazer, Piertzik Dolo, Dutra Shabbos. The Piertzik Dolo. I mean, people go in the Kaisel and you see Yidin coming out, who is the Pella to be matched such a case? I can tell me it's in Sayach Shabbos, Makam Mitzvah here. Again, L'chola, it's very hard to understand why they're being matched it. I've asked people who they asked, they told me a Godel who said it's Mises Mutter. Again, the Makar they're coming from is over here, Mr. Bayes. The Mishmu himself is a Mefakfek. He does come out clearly to Aser. A Pashas, again, anyone who sees a Yid walking out of the store on Shabbos, again, L'chor, there should be a Baya, a Mekel Memkar, a Chshash, or Mars Ayin, or Pesach Deilo, or Nechol over here. I think even over here understands why is Shulchan not the correct and what to go do over here. What? To Mata Mars Ayin. To matter the idea of piercing the future of Shabbos. The way how they say, again, you tell me it's once you ran out of wine. My kids say, Tzarek Shabbos, let's get ISIS now. Come on, kids, it's Tzarek Shabbos. We're going to get a peckle now. When they're walking out with what I saw over there, you tell me you're warned for Shabbos. First of all, you need wine, go to the neighbor. There's come out nothing today that you have to go to the store that you can't get from your neighbor. That's a really Tzarek Shabbos. Things that are not really Tzarek Shabbos, you don't go to the store for anyway. There's no reason to go into a store on Shabbos.
Is the master is that you can't get
if no one has wine around, you want to tell me you had to go to the store? I can hear this. I can hear maybe.
A pack of plates.
Your neighbors have. Everyone, there's enough neighbors have. This is more convenient for you. Come on, go to the store on Shabbos.
He's go to the neighbors.
It's better. It's 1,000% better. A neighbor is aloch and shulchan aruch. That's a mechaber. Before shaloch, a neighbor go to the neighbor. Mezakim in the mitzvah. They go to a gracious store. Mishpul in the fakvik. There's no tzarech today. There's no tzarech. Usually, also I've learned in these cases, when you have the store there, you naturally forget. I've learned, I used to let my kids open saw bottles. I tell them now, if they forget, they can't go to their neighbor to open it, especially ring the doorbell. So nice, they can't, and now, some of the reason, they always remember. As I know, negate when Shabbos gets earlier and earlier, I tell them, you know, some sheishoyis negate to milchiks b'shalosh shudas. So I tell them if they don't know when it is, the lochet pashti lavi mekel and not shuvi. Your son should show it's not can be mekel. I tell them they can be mekel. Now they always know what time to look at the watch. When I tell them they can be mekel, they never look. Oh, maybe yeah, maybe no, maybe yeah. If you tell a person to go to the store, they make sure by the shom zochel they have the wine, they have the plates, they have any kiddush, they have everything before. And tell a person to go to the store, they forget. Every week they seem to forget. It's they don't forget. It's just not that important to them to remaksha the kedusha Shabbos. But the lochan sef gimel and sef dalad is negate the sugya of what lochan to go when you go into a Jewish store. That means you have a mishnah and bein daf chavtes. The mishnah says you want to go to etzel chemli harogel etzli. Go to a Jewish store that your ogle knows. It tells me give me tenly beitzim agoyzim a minion. That means you walk in the store and says give me 5 apples. Maisa is derech the bala bais his own house to count off 5 apples. You go to the store the maisa it's mutter. No problem. Explains the mishmurah pi the mishnah. It's not mucha for kinyan. Only come to take out from the store how much you need over here. Not look like you're selling over here. The mice, it's mutter. Now, there is a Shemir Shabbos. Sounds like he wants a time. Let's say you have Kavono to tell him how much you want to pay for. You say 5 apples, you want to pay that amount. He won't say it's usher. Come on, you'll say for why. You even have a Kavono, at the end of the day, it's not near Kamek Kamemkar. Your Kavono, we don't care about. At the end of the day, once I'm near Kamek Kamemkar, you can send the number of 5 apples, saying a minion of the mice, it's mutter. Now, when you walk into a store and say you want a minion, you want 5 apples, is it dafkel at tzarech Shabbos? Or is it yimechol? In the case you can get around the sugya of achano, then let's say you use it on Shabbos, but not on tzarech Shabbos. So, come with the simcha bonim, ribiyat, might say dafkel at tzarech Shabbos. They have no makor. Come with lishmir Shabbos, it says dafkel at tzarech Shabbos, that's where they get it from. The sugya in simen shin zayin, by sugya alvo, by sugya lahalveini. Over there it says, that's been tzarech Shabbos. If that's the Makor, we just learned the Sugya, Yesh Lodin Harbe. We point out the Lashon of Tzarek Shabbos over there is by 3 akimtas. There's a case of Peroyan, a case of Mashkin, a case of She'ilah itself. The Mishabuah and Lachor Pashto reading the Magarvam only says that in 2 cases. Peroyan has to be the Tzarek Shabbos. Mashkin has to be the Tzarek Shabbos. She'ilah, the borrower, did not mention the word the Klal of Tzarek Shabbos. It's still luchur, the case over here, walking in the store, saying 5 apples, should be like the case of She'elo. A lot of docking in the case of Tzarek Shabbos. If that's your makar. There is another makar that we see has to be the Tzarek Shabbos. There's a Mishabu and Simitov Kof discussing on Yontif. Can you go sell it to a guy? He said to go sell it to a guy. He said the Maisi can't because only ahead to us the Tzarek Simchas Yontif. Therefore, you want to give. Guy says a correct nosach. Guy walks in, give me 5 apples to the store. He goes to the Jewish store, knocks on the door, says 5 apples. Says in Mishavua to Guy, you have no head to give 5 apples to. There's no tzarech over here, no tzarech simchas yontif. So we see over here that we to give 5 apples over from the store, even say the correct nosach is only mutter in the case of a tzarech. Without tzarech, there is no heter. That means again, you want to go to the store, get plates over here, or anything you want. Start over here. You say the correct nusach. You just say a number of lemaisa it's mutter. Now, once you have Dalad, we get involved in the different ways of saying over different things. That means it says the Bialocha, he has a wonderful akdom over here to explain exactly what's going on. It points out that really there are three nuchsois that are six. He says number one is minyan, number two is damim, and number three is mito. And each one he says is a double, the skum minyan, skum damim, and skum mito. What that means over here? The case of minyan is a number. You say, give me five apples. The case of damim is you tell a person, give me $5 worth of apples. The case of mito, you say, give me a kilo worth of apples. That means that mito is a case of a measurement, and damim is the value. What's the case of sukkum? Sukkum, the case negated to minyan is, I already have six apples by me that are yours. Please give me another five apples. Together we have 11 apples. That's the case of a number. Sukkum damim is, I already owe you $6. Can you give me $5 worth of apples? Together we'll have $11. The case of sukkum mito is, I already have, let's say, 6 kilos by me. Please give me 5 kilos. Now we'll have 11 kilos. The question that, in what nusach is a mutter to go over to the store, this Jewish store, and say, oh, on Shabbos, can you give me these things over here? So number one, first, negate the case of minyan, the number, that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah is very clear, Mechav brings down over here, to say, give me 5 apples, that's mutter. Negate to the case of damim, the case of a price over here, say $5 worth of apples, the two of the Mechav bring down, that's also, that's mamish, near kemekha memkar. To say the case of a mita, a weight, give me a kilo worth of apples. Make it simple over here. Also, that's also. That means kind of only minyan is mutter. Neket is sukkum. Now, this is a shadow of what the gears is. Rashi has a gears about the Tanakama sukkum mito. Rav Shimon Loza sukkum mekach. Mash Enkin, the Menachnal has a gears on the Tanakama sukkum minyan. Shimon Loza has a gears on sukkum mekach. The Rif has Pumfakert. Tanakama has sukkum mekach. The Shimon Loza has sukkum minyan. Big shadow of what exactly the gears over here is. At the end of the day, Lemaiso, Klin the Shulchan Aruch, Machman all three. That means the Mechaber speaks out to be Machman Skum Minyan Amito. The Mos speaks out to be Machman Skum Domim. David comes out to 6 Lashonis you can say over, 5 of them Lemaiso are Osir. The only one Lemaiso is Mutter is Minyan. Say over, can I have 5 apples? Can I have 20 plates? That's no problem. Say over a Sikum Minyan Lemaiso is Mutter. Say over Minyan Lemaiso is Mutter. Hell will come on Gramo. And he's Moisif, that's a standard case over here. But let's say when a person wants to say over the price. But there's two different ways of saying, oh, why say over the price? If you're saying over the price because you have to discuss what the price over here is, that's what we're coming to say is also over here. But let's say I'm saying over the price just to be a galo. A kilo over here, what exactly I want. It's not because I want to come over here to go buy something, make a cheshbon over here. I'm coming to go say exactly just to be a galo what I want over here. Come over here, more than my son wants to be makel. Yenzov, this is a pasha minig b'midias elu lahakul. That I'm coming to say over a yedio, not to ask. Everyone knows over here that everything today we have prices and everything. So once we have price and everything, I'm just saying over a price just to be megalo what I want. That's the case. The ma'aseh is mutter. And then the ma'aseh comes with taz. We need to shlo the yamshu shloimo. Once the time that's a minigro in lasis kain, ma'aseh can do a b'derechetes. Say a minin over here. Magavam seems to bring it down this way, the Shulchan Shloimeh, the way the Kitzur, the way the Achor Shulchan says over, Chas V'Shom Lasses Kain. Chas V'Shom to ever say over a case of a price over here, especially in a case of a Derech Heter, live in the way the Simcha Bonim, Ribi had two English from bring down, the Loshen is Chas V'Shom Lasses Kain. Salah Shani, the words of Mishnah Berurah, coming in the Chai Odom, the Eliyabam, he said the Maisa in Limcha is those are Mekel, this is what to be Semich upon. However, Roy V'Nochoin, the correct thing is to be Machm over here. Especially you have a case of Heter. They have, of course, the Israeli Swami Shmir Shabbos, Orcha Shabbos. Say, oh, Beloshin, Nochin Lachmer, Toiv Lachmer. Right, the Israelis are more calm this thing over here. Being a little bit cynical. But Maisa, the Israeli Swami over here, Maisa, seem to take on the Beloshin Mishnah Berurah. The reason is, if you just know how Swami usually work, the American Swami take on the Orcha Shulchan. The Israeli Swami do not seem to really deal with the Orcha Shulchan. The Orcha Shulchan said, Chachon Lassus Kain. Therefore, the American Swami came along to be Machmer. The Israeli Swami went to the Mishnah Berurah over here. They say, Nochin Lachmer, that's the correct thing to go do over here. Now, the Pesachim do speak out, the Shemir Shabbos is very clear, the Orchot Shabbos is mitzvah that way. Let's say you're saying the price just to megala clearly what you want. For example, you walk in the store, you want 5 apples. They're the green apples, the red apples, the Makatosh apples, different types of apples. So you say, I want 5 apples, the ones that are worth $3 a pound. So why are you saying the ones that are worth $3 a pound? Because there are different apples over here. Since you're doing it clearly to Megal, which apples you want, you want to tell it here, in this case, about its water. Because clearly, the why saying the number for the price over here is not to say the price, it's just to Megal what you want. Similarly, in the case of the weight, a case of a kilo, that means to walk inside a case of a kilo, mice is also. Say you want 2 kilos worth of cereal. Now, why saying 2 kilos worth of cereal? Say I want 2 boxes. Why saying a kilo for? You want to say the price over here. But let's say you say over the case of kilo, just to Megal what you want, that means you walk into the store, knock on the store, the guy opens up, yeah, what do you want? I need Gary Nim. I have all these Bachman over tonight. They need a place to chill, and they want a place to have some beer. So mice, they need some Gary Nim. Right? We need Gary Nim over here to have Enig Shabbos. So what are you going to do? Say a number? I need 1,000 Gary Nim? No, what's the derech? I say, I need a kilo Gary Nim. That means the case of a kilo over here is not the price you buy. It's a gila what I want. I want a kilo, which has 1,000. Now 1,000 bucks is not enough. I don't need 10,000. If I need 5 kilo over here, I need 5 kilo with a Gary Nim. So come... What? I said, that's what I said. I said Macintosh and I said two. I said red and Macintosh. Both are red. For that reason. Just... I said 3 times the apples. Now, Macintosh is a little square, and right? Red, I find one's baking apples. That's different types. That's my wife. So come down over here that we have these... So they're watching kilo. Again, a couple of your money. What's tiny? When you're saying a kilo, just as a kilo, I might say one tiny sport over here. Over here, come Litaz, it says, Tamer Abel, we don't find that any place in the Rishon, not among the Achoinim, Pash against before Shemishon over here. I tell me it's a Minig, don't bring it right for the Minig. The reason why you don't tell people make a Mafah against him, what if you show him out to Mezidim? We don't say, not Nevi'im, Nei Nevi'im, what if you show him, that's not making Mafah, but Vada to be Machmer, Sonar Choshulchan, Chash Shosham, Lassus Kain. And again, Simcha Bonim, Rebbe at 2 Americans farm, Vada Osir, Talashani, again, come along the Mishabruo. Api the Elirabo, the Chayodom, also the Grazman this way. We call Mokham in Limchois, the water be Semichon. You have a better way of going to go do it. You can say a number over here, which I'm not clear how to say, but Gary Nim exactly. We say over a number, it's, give me a bunch of Gary Nim, give me a bunch. The guy will ask you what a bunch is. You know, a lot, you have a bunch of Mokham. Whatever they get over here is, since you have a better way of going doing it over here. They have to say, Nochin Lachmer. They have the words of Shmir Shabbos and the Urcha Shabbos. It's tell you, Nochin Lachmer over here. Now, also in this case, the Chorik is not clearing. Let's say it's clear. I'm saying the weight over here, still because I want to know what I want. That means you walk into a store, you want chocolate, and you have a choice either the chocolate says 1 kilo or 2 kilos. Well, you forgot to buy your wife an anniversary present, so you got to get the box of chocolate, you knock on the door, it's Friday night. So you have a choice, the 1 kilo or 2 kilos. So you come and say which box, just to Megal, which one you want. Tashis again the Shmir Shabbos and the Orcha Shabbos and Mitzah that way the Chor should be Mutter. Because why I'm saying the weight, it's not because I want pay by the weight. I'm getting it why because I want more Megala what I want. Like I'm just interesting the way of Simcha Bonim when he brings down the case to Aseret, so he can't say the weight. It's Mamash's case. He says you have you walk in the store, you have 1 pound or 2 pounds. You say the case of the weight to Megala what you want. And one time that's also he's appointed. I want that box over here. Gam is clearly not saying the weight because you want to pay. Chor, he wants to answer it. Yesh lo why that's so. The Chor is clear that he's saying the weight over here. Mitzad, instead of Giloy, to Megala what you want, the Chor should be a case that's more over here. In this halacha, Sif Dalet, Kamlung the Meshavuah, he brings down a story that the Beis Yosef brings down from the Rosh over here. The Geto would seem to be the meaning of those days. The Moin Am, they come along Erev Shabbos, they go to the storekeeper and pay some money. Then on Shabbos, they come with the jugs and say, tell the storekeeper, fill up my jugs over here. The Nosuk was no problem. Fill up the jug over here. The jug was a liter, go fill it up. How they do that? On Erev Shabbos, they take a petek, they write down the person's name, write down the amount of money he paid, he paid already the 10 shekels, and then on Shabbos, they bring in the petek. They come along, take a machat, a needle, they mark off over here what exactly, and make a mark, a hole inside a piece of paper, and say what they bought. Come along, the Beis Yosef brings down the Rosh and Tshuva, and says, this minig is a minigra. Number one, he says, he's saying to fill up the jug over here, you have a bayam inside the sugya medido. This jug has a set measurement over here. They point out over here, The Rosh is passing like a Yehuda. Chulish is a Rosh. The Rosh of Beah is passing like the Chomim, the Saint Philip, the jug of Mises Mutter. Over here is passing like a Yehuda, filling up the jug of Mises Osir. Fine, but number one, you have a problem with the Sugya Medido. Number two, says the Rosh, you have a Bayam, it's the Sugya of Zero Storad Yaitis. That means Bereshem in a couple of weeks, we'll get to 2 weeks. The law is that a person cannot read the things on Shabbos unless it's a case of Torah, and some say a case of Chochmah. Otherwise, to read anything on Shabbos, or whether they had to read the Mishpacha, we'll have to go see what the Heter over here is, or the Bina, or Kedoma, even though the Wiki can start cleric. Maisa, what is the Heter to read these things? So, on Shabbos, the Chor Yavah Bayah, number one, the Gemara speaks out, clear Gemara, based on the Mishnah, Al Shem Gimchoik, or Gzeh Otishter Adyotis. If so, says the Rashba, the Chor, this Petek has an amount of money, has a person's name on top of it, this is a Mamashi case of Gzeh Otishter Adyotis. Can even start clarifying, maybe it itself is Storad Yaitis. But the words of the Rosh is, Chor should be also Gzeh Otis Storad Yaitis, or Gzeh Hashem Yimchoik. Either one should be also over here. So you have two Yisrael in this mini Gvar Klai Yisrael. One Mitzah Sugya Medido, which you can answer. And Mitzah Sugya of Gzeh Storad Yaitis. The Pima Gama has a third question. What happened Mitzah Sugya of Kireya? You're making a hole inside of it. It's ripping. Maybe there's a Tzarech over here. The Drisha brought up the Eli Rabbah is Nachabayah Mitzah Sugya of Tzayser. You're making a ripping it. You're making a hole. Took a machad in the hole inside. It's ripping. You're making a hole. You can't make a hole in something. That's the Tzarek Shabbos. They get involved with get a Tzarek. Maybe it's a case of Kilkul. So you have to answer it. But the question is it Korea with Truotzim? You are doing an act of Korea for sure. The Drisha is Mitzah Sugya of Seiser. And the Mishmur brings down from Mogarom, the Eli Rabbah, Mitzah Sugya of Roshim. It does say, according to Be'al Ocha and Simit Shemem, according to the Rambam, there is no Roshim on Shabbos, no Isser. Fine, different sugyas. When they get to us, Churi v'Bayah, the meaning of what people were going to go do, they take this petek with the money and the name, and they gave it to the store. So what is the Eitzel? Says the Mishaburi and Zolf, what you should do over here, it just has a person's name on top of it. And when he has the name over there, take Karinim, take a seed, and put it on top of it. Adkan the Mishaburah. Now the question is over here, we had a problem, according to Rosh, Gzeru Atashad Yaitis. You have a name over here. Why is the name not a problem with Shtarad Yaitis? So there's a Yisoy that comes out, that's not brought down in Simon Shazayim, but Shtarad Yaitis. You said the place can come from over here. Shtarad Yaitis is not awesome with the Lashon the friend called Shem Ba'alma. When you have a Shem Ba'alma L'maisat Smoter, that means you had a piece of paper with a name, and you want to mark over the guy's name, or put a paper clip on top of it. Shame Ba'amal Maisa's Mutter. That means, people ask, what does that have to reading a street sign on Shabbos? Not sure where you are. Maybe I have to ask you, what street am I on? Like I says, it says right over here, Chayodom. It says right over here, Basis Roll. I can't read it, it's Torah Yaitis on Shabbos. So the answer they say, this Mishabura says, Shame Ba'amal Maisa's Mutter. I want to know the number of the guy's house. The guy says, the house is 8. So I can't look, I have to ask people. No, Maisa Shem Ba'alma's Mutter. A place card. We see a lot of times that people get it on Shabbos. Where to go sit? I'll show them. I'll mamash make sure there's peace between people. Where to sit? But I say, what's that? Exer Shtar Adyaitis. What's that? This Mishabura. Shem Ba'alma. Now, there's a slight shadow where the get of Shem Ba'alma over here is. The way the Shom seem to go a bit ikker is when you don't have a whole story over here, something that you see right away, you get the information right away, then the Maisa's Mutter. That means street signs, place cards, things that you say just that you deal to know there's no Bayah Shtarad Yaitis. Now, in this idea of the Rosh, they come along and discuss the Paiskim, the idea of Klushim Bekolius, the idea of coupons. That means a lot of times people that are Shabbos, they give money to a certain place, they get a Klush back, they come on Shabbos, and they give it in. One's a Mutter, one's an Osir. For example, on Shabbos, camp, they serve petal. What they do, you go to the canteen before Shabbos, you buy some, you give them money, they give you a receipt, a coupon, and come home Shabbos, they go around, who bought Coke or Pepsi or whatever it is, and you give in a klush. Same thing, you want to go to a hotel, you want to eat in the restaurant over here, before Shabbos, you tell them you sign up, you come to Shabbos, and you give them a petek. Are these things mutter also? Is that nechal get a mekal memkar? Is there bayag zereshtor adyakis? Is these things maisa mutter? So, come on, they discuss. It really depends how they do it. Number one, if they write upon it, let's say, the amount that you paid, the amount, the amount you received, you say, it says on it, you paid $5, you get 5 bottles of soda. L'chura, says the Shmir Shabbos, says the Orcha Shabbos, that's a tlush with a number, with an amount, that's Shterod Yoytis. That's Mamash the Rosh, that's also. That means you go to a place, sometimes they don't know the lochas. They'll tell you, you paid $5 and you get 5 bottles of soda and they give that in. That is Mamash, the case over here, that's also. The question is, how far is the also? Is it Shterod Yoytis Mamash? Is it Otter Shterod Yoytis? But that's also. So what is the correct way, what to go deal with? So our Chashabbos gets involved. Let's say you only say the number that you paid for, not the money. In the case over here, skum mois. Let's say you only say the amount. I mean, this case over here says two things. So the person's name with the number, with the money. Let's say the only thing it says over here is the amount that he bought. That was came along before Shabbos, and he paid for something, and said on it, the maaser already paid for 5 bottles of soda. Or he paid already for his portion of chicken, or paid for already for his portion of whatever he ate in the restaurant over here. I paid for it already. It's a case of gilim also. Is that mutter also? The Rosh Shabbos tiny from over here, but Austin Simon sounds like once a gilim also, sounds like it should be mutter. And therefore, in Shmir Shabbos, being on Shlomo Zalman, in the case over here, when it only says the amount, the maaser is mutter. What time of the Shmir Shabbos? If you only want time of Nevinsal, when you only say the amount, you don't say the number that you paid over here. You don't say the money value. You only say the amount that you're receiving. The Ma'aseh Smoter. I said the Shemini. The Rosh Shabbos said we'll get to and Simon Shin Zayin sounds like still be also Shorad Yaitis. So Kolsoif, there's a story going on over here. So it's a little bit mavucha. Even if it's Shorad Yaitis or not, those want to be Michael. However, the Sram do say what is the better thing to go do? The Sefer Torah Shabbos. Now, Torah Shabbos is already quoted by the Tiferes Yisrael, Berach 200 years ago. He comes along and says, when you get these petechs and klushim, even they have words upon it, how you should do it, have different colors. That's usually what most camps do, they have colors on it. There's a red, and there's green, and purple, different colors. And then when you're giving it in, no one's reading anything, Ashtarot Yaitis. They know this thing represents something else. You already bought it, already paid it, so give them milsa ba'alma without the bayah reading anything. That means also when you go to a restaurant or a hotel where they have the dining room over there, they usually give you a piece of paper or something that no one reads what it says on it. You just give in this thing over here, give in the sticker, give in the card, nothing has to be read what it says exactly on it. Then even the Shmir Shabbos says it's better what to go do, don't say the amount you're receiving. What you should do is have a different design, different color, different tzura, what you're getting over here. That means everyone agrees that's a better thing. The Orcha Shabbos of Neventzal, the correct thing is when you have a tlush, have a tlush, which is also easier for the receiver, but have a tlush that's clearly defined without the words upon it. Whether it's by color, whether it's shaped over here, that's the correct thing, what to go do over here. So it comes out, negeta tlush are three things. Negeta price, that's also, it says the price on it. Negeta color or design, that's the mutl kuli alma. If it has the amount that you're receiving upon it, that's the maisel mavucho. Our sugya sounds like it's mutl, and shazayin sounds like the maisel, it's also. Sifei is really the next Mishnah about what you say over here, the person can bring wine from the store. How to go bring wine from the store? What's the correct way of going to go do it? Mishnah Be'ah says in Daf Chavtes, Lo yavi besal ubekupa, don't you bring in the basket. Have you bring it up safoy al lefonov, bring it in his hands or bring it upon his shoulder. Now the Mishnah over there is a case in Yontif. The question is negate to Shabbos or not. To Machoikis. Maisa the tour and Mechaber has a stam v'yishoymim. The Mechaber v'ikiz kamung to be machmer. Mashenkin the Ramon Simon Tov Kuf Yud says the Maisa the Minig and Mishmur passing the Maisa to be Mekel. What does that mean? Let's have an example. A person is going to bring to Shalom Zohar, next to the Jewish store over here, says he can have 20 bottles of soda. How much can one person bring it in his hands at one time? Pasha can bring it in his hand, two and two. You can bring four. Therefore, you have to go back and forth five times. You go bring 20 bottles. Or better, what? To take a couple of boxes over here, take over 20 bottles over here, and go bring it all in one shot. Is it better to might in the hiluch? Or better to might in the way the sheen of how to go carry it? According to the Mechaber, you should go back and forth five times. According to Ramah, go bring it all in one shot. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, Api the Magaram and the Taz, this halacha was saying go bring it in one shot to might the case of hiluch is dafka going with zovus lezovus with bias lebias. That means your neighbor has 20 bottles in your own building, one place to another, no problem. Mizovus lezovus, no problem. However, let's say going through a mavoi, going through a place where it seems to be clearly defined. They seem to be going from a case of a store over here. The chur should be a case that's a problem. Either comes out, you're going to a store that's not in your same building, going to a store that's a couple buildings over. It sounds like it should be a problem of bringing over these bottles of soda all in a box over here. Should be the case you go back and forth 5 times. Give an example. Let's say a person, without buying from the store, a person that Beklolius, he wants to go bring soda to a Shalom Zacher. He wants to bring it from a neighbor. He wants to go bring it from his own house to the shul. He wants to go bring it to a room of shul a couple minutes away. Had to go bring things on Shabbos Beklolius. You have all the soda in your house. You have in your house all the cake, the kugel, the kishko, anything you want for your kiddush. You want to go bring to the shul on Shabbos. The course of earning Shabbos to bring before Shabbos. You forgot already. What's the correct thing? Bring it all a bunch in one shot to take a wagon and push everything. You see a lot of times in the simple story of people who put inside the wagon tons of stuff to go bring it to the kiddush. But no, that's the case of Yontif simple story. You go back and forth over here. So first, the different cases, the malachim like bringing it down. They get to the case of this argaz, a box of soda over here. The Letzian, the Yath Yosef, the Shabbos, they want to tie up the pashas for is bringing a whole box. The chur should be also. Come from the case of the Shishu Rabim, or with this either on Yontif, or in the case of the Eruv, or here, case of Mavi should be also. Gam the Chodeshani and Peskei Shuvas, they want Taino. It says in Loshan has to be something that's very big. Loshan Mechaber in Hilchos Yontif has to be very big. What is very big? The Chodeshani says not Klor, but the regular box is not big. That's standard. That's normal. The way the Peskei Shuvas says, you come with a wagon. That's how you come from a store with a wagon. I mean, newest buildings have their own wagon. He tends to come with a wagon with things packed up with stuff, go bring to a shul. That's also, that's a lacha. You should be mayit in your way of carrying things. You're shina, derech all over here. Same thing says the Chodeshani. You want to bring over tables and benches and chairs over here. So in that case, over here, derech mavi has to be a case of machinery. Don't take a couple one shot, one at a time over here. I move a terechel back and forth. That's the correct thing over here. Maisa, I see there's a chiddush in Ma'ar Shabbos in the Chelek Hay that just came out recently, 2 years ago, a year ago. Yes, I'll be asking this question, the gate to bringing things to a kiddush, pekalach, to a shalom, a case of the pekalach, or a cake to a kiddush, or a soda to a kiddush. You want to tell them, what's the side of the iser? The side of the iser is near a kederachol. Kederachol, during the week, that's how you go do things, you schlep things in wagons a lot. The way how we bring things to a kiddush, the way we bring things to a shalom zacho or a ofruf, we see it's the tzarech Shabbos. The whole tzuro that's being happening over here, you see, the whole tzuro over here is not tzarech. Everyone knows you're using it right now. I mean, if you're bringing it in a way that looks like maybe you need for your mechol, you put over here echnami. But the whole tzuro, the whole mahalach over here, no one thinks, oh, why is he bringing it for? Everyone sees, everyone knows, everyone sees, everyone understands. That's not nichol negel tzarech over here. But yet, why you say even more than that? Today, if you're doing the tzarech, you have a car. You get your neighbor's car. You know, when was the last time you saw someone during the week take a wagon and push something? The only time you saw it is from the car outside into the house and upstairs. But you don't see anyone come out today. Go with, if you have to slip something, you get a car to go do it over here. So today is not nichol negel tzarech. No, take a car on Shabbos. Could be it's an eisen taina why the oil seems to be mekel, not worry about the halacha in the case of a mavoi. To end up with one last case. Could a person play Monopoly on Shabbos? Could you buy houses, and you buy hotels, and you buy a boardwalk, and you buy a park place, and then you rent it, and then you go to jail, and then you get out of jail over here, and then my kids show me how in their soul, even the Monopoly has a gemach over here, when you run out of money, you go borrow for something, you pay back over here, and then you can roll over the gemach. They learn all game chayim, they live over life. Fine, I'm not sure they really have a gemach. My kids play with a gemach. Fine, the mice says they have Monopoly over here. So the question is that mutar on Shabbos? It's mamish mekra memfer. You're buying and selling over here. You mamish, you're renting. It's mamish. Are you allowed to do anything on Shabbos? So it's interesting. Among the svarim, it seemed to be a machlokes or shokel. I read this question already by the Torah of Shabbos 200 years ago. He's not discussing a monopoly. Discussing in general, can a person go play a game that has revokim over here? You want taina in the of the chol go to mizeh. You're mamish buying over here.
No,
because that is not, that's not the real thing. Here you read some book. And therefore, the Sadi Shurim, and the Abiyashiv, and the Chodashani, and the Shevikosi, Kitzel Shabbos, and the Chaim Kmiyevsky, and the Belsky, am kasher shvi. Numas from kamong to aser. Either number one as um bechol. Number two as mitzchetzcho. Number three as rakhel memkar. Number four, mice is not covered Shabbos. Number five, it's not only not nichol get a ruach for Shabbos. And then when they come along, they want time. Mice should be a lot of the. It's incorrect thing to go do. I'd say that Shani, if Habu Shemuel v'tainas, come on, who's buying anything? At the end of the day, it all goes back to the pot. No one really sees anything. It's close, even better than building a Shabbos. My side built something. Here, no one says park place is mine. No, it's more than ki'ilu. It's like when someone eats a penny of ben ki'ilu paid dollar tenation. It's more for that than this case over here. No one has yellow adas over here that he owns something over here. No one thinks he's really in jail over here. No one thinks he has any pieces over here. It's mamish. There's no buying and selling. The what's our shayni? Come on, the devatino and the shlomo zalman. Among the swarm is Machlokes Yeshachol. Chlor al Meisim Medinoi. We let kids go play over here. L'chora, I do say, see, L'chora, there is maybe one Chlor Isser. But Moshe Tshuva in Yodei Chelakimel discussing playing chess on Shabbos. He gets involved. Maybe it's Lichol the Ramon and Shalom Chesinat David Dover. He says when one person loses chess, he's mitzar. Then the oz osim medinoi. I know I don't play my kids in Shabbos chess because I lose to them. I'll be mitzar, so I wouldn't play. I know about during the week. You try not to lose. Maisa, certain kids you play Monopoly, you play for a couple of hours. Usually the kid loses is mitzar. Usually not always depends who. There are mitzar, but then if they are mitzar, if they are, look for you have osim medinoi. Not be mitzar on Shabbos. Yeah, no, so now you get involved with the interesting question over here. What are the other options you have? There are other games over here. Yeah, you could tell me kids is better to let them be a little bit tired, let them be busy with this on Shabbos. And Mamash a couple of hours. And Mamash takes a long time over here to play the whole entire game, especially when you have a Gamach. It takes a very, very long time. You keep barring and barring and barring over here. Okay, and then what happens? Yerusha has to pay off the Gamach. Fine, it keeps going over here. But Maisa, Kensa Clark, Yesh V'yesh, but certainly Negev to Gedolim. Surely it's clear it's not the Ruach HaShabbos, not the Spirit of Shabbos. I have to maybe sometimes play with them. Yesh lo, if you really have to go play with them, you can wash them, you can mechazik them, give them something to drink, don't really play with them. Bassem again, clear Monopoly, Big Tumble, Yesh HaMilishmach, those are Mekel. For children, certainly that seems to be the Minig. Again, the Gedolim, the Shulam, the correct one is not to do that Shabbos, not look over Shabbos over here. And Tak Mizorcho, to have a Kedusha Shabbos over here. Next time, Simon Shalom Aches, Hatzlocho. Shkoya!